To receive free company updates straight to the front screen of your smartphone whenever a company you follow releases significant news, download the free Vox Markets app from voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
So today on the podcast, we have Veronica Lovett. She's had a successful career in the corporate banking sector and used to work at NatWest RBS. And whilst working there, she was approached and asked if she wanted to be a part of Project ESME, which helps SMEs secure business finance. So welcome today, Veronica. Welcome to the podcast. Would you like to start by telling the listeners a little bit about your life before Project ESME, but also what you're doing currently?
Sure. So about 3 years ago, so RBS Group, our parent company, NatWest, recognised that there was a real growth of the alternative lenders in the peer-to-peer space. Specifically, we could see that there was an increasing behavioural trend of customers wanting to self-serve and seeking an alternative solution to lending, to finance. Largely, we could see that a lot of people were actually looking to find finance solutions outside what the high street banks were offering. So a project team was formed. My old boss, who is still now my boss, approached me to work with him on what was then called Project ESME. You can see we kept the name, to look at what is it that we could actually do. And the initial thinking was around actually, could we deliver something in the bank? Was that the right thing to do? Or should we look at lending from a completely different lens and start to really unpick what the customers really wanted, why it was that they were looking for alternative solutions, and actually put ourselves in the mindset and the hat of an SME? And really that then drove the pillars and the foundations of our production proposition, which is an end-to-end digital solution, which offers loans to today limited companies, 1 to 5 years, 10 to 150,000, on an unsecured basis. And really the premise and everything that we wanted to deliver was around, we want to make sure that every single touch point and process was simple and hassle-free. And we want to really address the pain points that we could see not only in the customer base in the bank, but also what we could see happening around us, our friends and family who were at the time much braver than us and had already started a business and were going through those pain points.
So talk to me about the experience when, I know you're in a bank and I assume you've got a day-to-day job as a banker, and your boss turns up and he says, hang on, we've got this entrepreneurial idea. Do you fancy it? how did you take that?
So very flattered to start off with, and then petrified in very quick succession. So I'd kind of already got to a point where in my career where I started to realize that I wanted to do something different. I wouldn't say that I was necessarily born an entrepreneur or set out from day one to set up a company or co-found a business at the outset. It was certainly something that came much later on, and really when this opportunity presented itself. And I think when the opportunity came along, what I could see at the time is that there was a real gap in the market, and a real opportunity to do something different. And I think the most important thing is actually we were given the privilege to really put on the entrepreneur hat and think about this project and this company and really start the whole concept from scratch. So we didn't have a project plan that we were given to deliver. We literally did. There was, you know, less than a handful of us in a very small room, and we went from a blank piece of paper to an idea to actually working the idea into an execution plan and delivering on that, and doing that with very limited resources, both from a finance and kind of people's staff perspective. So I think sometimes people would think that ESME Loans had the advantage of hundreds of millions pumped into us and hundreds of people working on this, and that couldn't be further from the truth. We really did ideate and deliver this as a startup, and in turn we are an SME and we designed a product for SMEs being an SME ourselves.
So did you have to put on the hat of, say, the marketeer, the accountant, the salesperson as well? Were you covering all the roles, or did you have quite a big team?
We definitely didn't have a big team. We had 5-6 people,
okay,
if that. And that covered everything from technology to finance to product to pretty much every single aspect that you would need to consider as part of not only coming up with an idea and a business plan, but also taking that into an execution delivery and bringing it to life.
Is there a lot of competition in the market at the moment compared to Esme? And what, if there is, what really differentiates you to them?
So I think there are some providers out there, but there isn't really anything quite like Esme today. We are a truly end-to-end digital provider. Really our whole proposition was built on ensuring that we address the pain points of an SME. So, you know, our product is you can apply anytime, anywhere, on any device. It takes literally less than 10 minutes. We ask a handful of very simple questions. We don't ask for reams and reams of paperwork to support the application process. We're able to give a very fast decision, near instant. And for those that are approved, you can access your money with literally a click of a button. We offer e-signatures. You don't have to go into the bank or present additional information. So essentially, you can go from application to having the money in your account in less than an hour.
Okay. I mean, there was a few researchers that have been out and they say that a quarter of SMEs, there's a stigma, sort of fear of funding for small companies. How does Esme tackle the fear of funding if a quarter of SMEs say that they don't want to borrow money?
So it's a really good point. So before we started this and even today, we still come across time and time again across the SME that is either nervous or fearful or actually isn't aware where it is that they should be seeking a business loan. But interestingly, when you ask them how it is that they have achieved growth or meet their day-to-day finance needs, a vast amount is doing that using personal finance. So be it second mortgages, overdrafts, credit cards. And actually, more often than none, that is a more expensive and less flexible way of securing finance and really financing whatever the requirements are in your business. So when I think about actually what is a business loan and what is the solution that we need to be bringing to market, fundamentally, it should not be more complex, more time-consuming, harder, or more nerve-wracking to get a business loan than it is to get a personal finance loan. And that's really what we're sort of trying to deliver and the message that we want to get across. So everything in the Esme proposition is designed to be just as simple, if not more so. So I think if I could have one message out there is if you are using personal finance for your business, certainly, you know, take another look at that, do your research and have a look at your options and don't be fearful of approaching a business lender like Esme.
So why do you think there's a stigma about borrowing?
For some reason, there seems to be a perception that if I've had to get a business loan to fund any element of life cycle of my business, then it would be regarded as a failure, or maybe people will perceive that I'm not doing that well. And actually, what I would say is, if anything, ensuring that you have the right finances in place to support the growth or the requirements in your business is good business sense. If anything, it is not a means to an end, but it is fundamental and in many cases a means to success. Business loans should be regarded as a very viable option to ensure that you deliver on the ambition or the objective that you would like to achieve.
So if you're giving money out to SMEs, surely you depend on the economy, because if SME growth in the UK is going well, you're going to have more people want to come borrow some money off you, right? How does the economic factors really affect the way that the business is going to grow?
Great question. So I think a lot of people talk about securing finance And when these conversations happen, the discussion typically pivots around securing finance for growth. But actually, when you really look at what are SMEs getting the finance for, the majority of the time, it's the day-to-day cash flow planning. So, and actually, as we look out, it might, you know, that finance need might not be to facilitate growth. It could be to ensure that you've got a stable cash flow in your business, to have a contingency plan, to ensure that you are able to weather the storm if, you know, in harder times, and equally to weather any seasonal dips, highs and lows. So actually, irrespective of what is happening in the economic environment, I would say that ensuring that you have got the cash flow that you need to continue to run your business is absolutely critical. And particularly when you look at as to why so many businesses fail, the fact that, you know, over half will fail in the first 5 years, and the majority of that reason is because of lack of cash flow. And when you dig deeper, it's lack of planning. So actually, I think irrespective of what the macroeconomic climate has to deliver for us in the future, as long as you plan ahead and you're sure you've got the cash flow and in turn the finance to accommodate for the highs and the lows, I think everybody's going to be in a good place.
I'm completely thinking out the box here, but is there not a lot of value-added services that you can offer people? If you, maybe you do already, if you give them some money, can you help them with maybe creating a business plan and growing their business individually? Or do you just only do the finance borrowing side?
So we are only 20 months old. So as a result, at the moment, we are focused on ensuring we are delivering a simple and hassle-free finance solution. But that's only the start of our journey. As we grow and evolve, we are constantly thinking about what it is that our customer genuinely wants and needs, and what are the other pain points that they might be experiencing in their day-to-day. Now, although I might not necessarily be offering advice on how to develop a business plan, what we are certainly look to do is to use technology to enable to deliver more fit-for-purpose solutions. Now, that could be more fit-for-purpose finance, far more flexible solutions, far more predictive solutions, using new data sources to ensure that we're able to accurately assess credit and do so in a very responsible way. But that's not to say we won't at some point diversify and offer new solutions in time, but one step at a time, get the basics right.
Yeah, I mean, the evolution of sort of fintech, financial technology companies coming to the market is grown massively in the last couple of years. How is that going to affect you? And did you see that coming from a while ago? You're probably going to say that in hindsight now, aren't you? Yes, we saw it coming, but
not necessarily. I think to say that digitalization and technology has been coming for a few years is very true. I don't really think it's really the buzzword. I can't think of any brand or company, small or big, that isn't trying to use technology in one way, shape or form. What I would say is that technology is very much the enabler. What I have seen in the last couple of years is a far greater focus on entrepreneurship in the larger corporates, as well as entrepreneurship. And I think the focus on cultivating that and providing resources is absolutely vital to continue to drive that innovation within the UK. And ESME is just one sort of prong and one solution to that.
Your whole concept came sort of with the backing in under the big umbrella from RBS NatWest. Is that innovation hub a common trend? Do they allow people to go and make other companies and have little branches from their main company?
So although I can't talk about other banks, what I can say is RBS Group and NatWest is very, very focused on driving innovation across every element of the business, be it funding to SMEs or other solutions and other products, or across the full breadth of the products that they have. I think everyone has recognized that technology is moving forward, and as is behavioral demands and drivers and what people really look for from their bank and from their sort of banking partners, and how people also interact with their sort of be it high street or other brands is very much changing. So as a result, I think if anything, RBS Group has been very much on the front foot of that. If anything, allowing Esme to be set up and giving us some resources to get it off the ground and support us to get us to the position that we are today.
So in the recent autumn budget, I know that there was offered some light relief for entrepreneurs and SMEs. Do you think that SMEs and entrepreneurs are encouraged to start businesses at the moment? Or do you think that there's an element of confidence that needs to be put into our economy to allow entrepreneurs to get started?
I very much look at that and take that as a sign of confidence. I've definitely seen a huge focus on startups, entrepreneurship. There's an increasing wealth of resource and support that's coming out both from, the likes of Esme, the more sort of high street banks, as well as other brands. And I think that's absolutely vitally important. It's very, very vital to continue to support that. I think one thing that's interesting for me is there is such a big focus on startup and entrepreneurship, and arguably not enough focus on the scale ups. And then I guess the reason I say this is personally, I thought that getting something from a blank piece of paper to launch would be the hardest thing that I'll ever do. And although it definitely at the time was the hardest thing I'd ever encountered on, the real hard work starts from there. I just couldn't ever imagine how hard it is to continually scale and do so in a sustainable manner. And I think there needs to be more support across every angle to provide companies with, be it advice, finance, or other resources to achieve sustainable scale once they get off the ground.
And what's really exciting and cool for you is that you've lived that experience starting up Esme. How did that feel compared to working in a bank and as a banker? Because you must have been working, well, you're obviously working very hard then, but do you find that you were working harder as an entrepreneur setting up a company?
I definitely thought that I knew what hard work was really all about. And don't get me wrong, working in the corporate world was very, very difficult. There was lots of late nights and I learned a lot. I learned what it's like to really work under pressure, engage with very senior stakeholders, work with a very diversified group of individuals, manage lots of different projects. But equally, so I guess when I came into the project, I thought, well, I kind of know what it's like to work very hard. So this isn't going to be beyond me. And although I wouldn't like to say that Esme beat me, what I can say is there is nothing harder than actually growing a business or starting a business. It is relentless. It's every single day. It takes all of your energy, blood, sweat, and tears. And it's not just that energy that you have to put into it. It actually has a big impact personally on your friends and family. They're all partly coming on that journey with you because it becomes an all-encompassing vision and that ambition to deliver means that you often don't have very much time for anything other than what it is that you're looking to get off the ground or scale, which could mean that you have to balance your personal life and it's very difficult. And it can be, I'd say, whenever now I meet management teams, entrepreneurs, or even people who have got an idea and they're about to embark on starting it, I'd say, gosh, I have the highest amount of respect for what you either have achieved or about to achieve. And I can relate to how hard you are working. And for someone that's already achieved that scale, I'd definitely look at them and think, right, what is it that I can learn from you?
So if you could take one thing away from setting up a company, I guess by the sounds of it, it's you know, that you need to be able to do things times efficiently. So you're understanding the people that are coming to you asking for finance. So does that make it, are you shaping Esme to make it easier for them to get finance?
I think you're absolutely right in that what we are here to do is to provide a fit for purpose solution. And the way we do that is by understanding actually how little time you do have when you're trying to start, scale, grow, or even you know, manage the day-to-day, quite frankly, worrying or even researching or spending a lot of time into applying for a loan, waiting for a decision, then spending more time working through, through the documentation and potentially providing more documentation to even access finance. That's just time, quite simply, most companies and frankly, business owners don't have. So if we could remove that in its entirety and deliver and, you know, a near instant or dare I say it, you know, loans at the touch of a fingertips eventually, then I think we're doing something that is genuinely helpful and will allow businesses to focus on the far more important things, which is running their business and driving their ambition and making their dreams come true.
So where do you, what potential do you see for this company?
We are very much at the absolute start of the journey. Being only 20 months old, there is so much more that we would like to deliver. We completely recognize that there's a lot more to go in terms of ideating and innovating a far more flexible solution, but also move towards being in a position where we can offer, you know, touch of a button finance and, take it even further than that, get to a point where we can use micro and macro data points to be able to accurately predict times when a business might be falling short of cash flow and present an opportunity for them to take up the right amount of finance that they could afford and in turn alleviate that pressure and therefore actually take away the concept of planning and take away the concept of potentially stressing about what will happen if their plans don't quite work out or they have a bit of a dip or alternatively trading goes so well they feel that they don't have sufficient finance to buy the stock or hire the staff that they need. To be honest, some of the best stories that I've had of people who've taken out a business loan from Esme is not necessarily the guys or the girls, females who've taken a loan to expand or grow. It's actually the ones that have taken out finance and it has meant that at a time of an upcoming seasonal low, they were able to trade through very comfortably. Or I think most recently, I was talking to a guy and he took our loan from us. And what that gave him is the ability to hire additional staff, which meant for the first time in 2.5 years, he took away his family on holiday and got that personal time back. Now, to me, that couldn't be a more successful outcome if you can secure the finance that you need and go after what you really want. And that might not necessarily be buying the new machine or the extra stock, but it's giving you the security and time back with your loved ones. Well, that, I think that's incredibly powerful.
Okay, something so, I'd so like. Using that using that theory, and I mean, it is a question that I ask everybody. And I know you said that you've been listening to a couple of the podcasts. You've had chance to maybe come up with a bit of an answer, but I'm going to change it. And normally I ask if you've got £20,000 at the age of 25. I mean, you're constantly surrounded by entrepreneurs, people setting up small companies. So I'm expecting a really good answer. But if I gave you £50,000 at the age of 25, maybe you can tell me what you were doing then or what would you be doing in this current climate if you had that money at that age?
Great question. So I guess when I was 25, I had the advantage of having a very successful career in the bank. So I did have quite a healthy bank account. I mean, not quite 50,000, but I did spend it all on bags and shoes. A lot. And if I was to speak to myself again at that time, and I appreciate this is probably not necessarily going to be the answer that you're looking for, I wouldn't say to invest in property or other assets. That's definitely better than bags and shoes. But what I would say is to be more confident in yourself and start looking for opportunities a little bit sooner. But equally, if you don't have a calling and you're not quite ready, don't rush. Don't set out to try and ideate or set up a business just for the sake of doing it. I think it has to be something that comes from your gut. You have to have a vision, a relentless focus, and a real ambition and drive to actually bring it to life. And if that comes later on, that's absolutely fine.
I think that's a very good answer. Are you sort of happy that your career is taking this turn and giving you the opportunity to go into Esme?
Absolutely. Whenever I meet my old colleagues and they ask me, gosh, well, what it is that you're doing, particularly given that, you know, I sort of seem to have fallen off the face of the earth for a couple of years to get this off the ground, this has definitely been the best thing that I've ever done. And like I said, the journey is only just the beginning, and I'm very much looking forward to what the next couple of years will bring.
Perfect. Well, Veronica, thank you very much for coming on the podcast today, and it's been great to talk to you.
Thank you.
To receive free company updates straight to the front screen of your smartphone whenever a company you follow releases significant news, download the free Vox Markets app from voxmarkets.co.uk/app.